chapter 11, verse 24. Let's start at 23. Victory in the prayer life. Praise God. Amen. And all of us need the Lord to do something for something that is specific. All of us. Amen. Don't need nobody sitting back coming out of here. I don't need them. I don't need no prayer. No, no. We all need, amen, need, amen, something to happen in our prayer life. Amen. To get the victory in your prayer. Amen. You can shout for glory like Sister Bell was shouting today. Amen. You can shout. You can go down the aisle. You can throw your hands up. Amen. Don't worry about what our folks feel about this, what they say about it. Go on down the aisle down there and just shout it out. Amen. Because I got the victory. I asked God to do something. And he did it, God knows he did it. And I can tell the world about this. Amen. Sister Wilson, I can tell the nation about that. And I can tell them that the comforter has come and he has brought joy in the victory.
Come on.
Yeah, I have got it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's another song. I can tell the world about this.
All right. Come on.
I can tell the nation, the old one. I can tell the nation about that. I can tell them that the comforter has come and has brought joy and great joy into my soul.
Yes.
Amen. That's another one. That's a good one too.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Victory. Victory in my prayer life. In my prayer life. My prayer life. My prayer life. And when God work out something for you, then you all don't want to tell it. You know, so a lot of things that God does for us, we don't tell it. Huh? We don't tell it. A lot of good things that God does for us, we don't tell it. We hold on to it and won't tell nobody. Praise God. But you know, when God do something for us, we in the yard, or you need to tell us how to sing to some other night, I'm going to run and tell it. And I got to tell it some more.
All right.
How Jesus saved my soul. So sing it. And then I'm going to tell it some more. Amen. That's what she sung the other night. Amen. I got to tell it. Tell it. Amen. When God do something for you, amen. Because I got victory in my prayers. All right. In St. Luke chapter, Mark chapter 24.
I think 11.
11:24. Thank you. Somebody going to read for me? Praise God. I need somebody to read for me in the microphone.
I say unto you.
Now, amen. Surely I say unto you.
That whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
Now, whosoever say unto this mountain. This mountain. A person there. A mountain. A mountain that you know yourself, and you have tried to conquer it, right? To conquer that mountain, and you know for yourself, amen, that you couldn't do nothing with it. Amen. Praise God. When I used to smoke, amen, I tried to smoke, and I had went so long with it. Amen. And when I got in the church, it was kind of hard to get away with it. Okay. They get rid of it. I smoke it. You understand what I said?
Yes.
Those cigars, you know. I used to try to smoke those cigars, those stinking things. And when I got in the church, it was kind of hard for me to get away. It was a mountain.
Right.
It was a mountain. Because what makes a mountain, because, amen, the very time, and I said on the other night, the very time when you try to quit doing things or stop doing things, amen, the devil always is in your midst. Amen. Praise God. I said I wasn't going to smoke no more. Every time I said I ain't going to smoke no more, I go around my friends, come on here, and they ship one up.
All right.
I always want to offer you a cigarette.
Yes.
Amen. I'm trying to get rid of my mountain. But there's somebody, praise God, the devil always got somebody to shuffle one up. Before you know it, the devil know that. Then before you know, you don't grab it, and you got it in your mouth. And in the time, praise God, before I realized I don't got that, I don't say that I wasn't going to smoke no more, and I got that cigarette, come on here, and don't put it in my mouth before I know it. Amen. That mountain, praise God, it was a mountain. I said all the other night that when I went to this church, the first night I went to this church, and I was tired for the Holy Ghost, started tired for the Holy Ghost, and I was feeling real good. And I went down the street, praise God, there was a white fellow was there standing in the door down the street. Amen. And he had a whole fifth. And he offered me, amen, a drink. I don't know him. He don't know me. Amen. Amen. He was bigger my mountain, Mr. Wilson, worse than it was. Amen. Praise God. Amen. See, I wasn't used to drinking no straight whiskey. Praise God. Amen. I was getting me a blue gardenia. Used to that, you know. Amen. But even though, amen, it was a mountain to me, amen, to get rid of it. And he's saying here in the scripture, read that again.
For verily I say unto you,
the better I say unto you,
that whosoever shall say unto this mountain,
whosoever say unto your mountain,
be thou removed
in your mountain. And all of us that is in here, amen, has a mountain. Right. If you don't have it now, you had it before.
Right.
Come on, amen. You're gonna get some more mountains.
That's right.
Yes, amen. Yes. So, amen. You got to learn. Amen. How to get rid of it.
Yes.
Amen. If you got a mountain, you say unto your mountain,
right. be removed.
Right. Yeah, be removed. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Don't make it rule you. You rule it.
That's it.
You call it, amen, down.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Don't let it rule and tell you what to do. You call it down. Be removed.
Yes.
Come on, book. Talk to me.
And be thou cast into the sea.
And you tell that mountain to be that. Don't cast it anywhere.
All
don't
right.
just cast it out and let it be going around where it can find me.
Yeah.
All right.
I tell you.
All right.
Amen. If it loose, praise God, it gonna find somebody. Amen. To make your mountain, make that mountain, praise God. Amen. Hard. Come on here now.
Yeah.
Amen. So you got to tell it where to go.
Yeah.
Put it somewhere.
Yeah.
Praise God. If you got a mountain, don't just cast it out and let it go out loose all around, loose everywhere. Amen. But you got to cast it. If you got a drinking problem, then you cast that devil out. Cast it out. Praise God. And send it somewhere. Praise God, because it's the devil. It's the trick of the devil. You got an eating mountain.
All right.
Some folk got an eating mountain.
Yeah.
They got to eat. They got to just cut eating. Keep eating.
Uh-huh.
Know all that's eating is against you. Amen. Know your eating is hurt you. Come on here now. Amen. Know that they don't breathe with you. But you still hang with it. Still hang with it. Praise God. It's a mountain. God knows it's a mountain. An even mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. If it wasn't so, amen, he wouldn't say in the last day that people going to be going eating and drinking.
That's right.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
If it wasn't so, it got to be so because the Bible said that.
All right.
Amen. They're going to be in the last day. They're going to be eating and drinking. Amen. And giving out. You see right now, the folks is married and giving in marriage.
That's right.
Amen. All them sisters out there getting in and they married. Praise God. Sex is married. You know, and after a while, they're going to be getting rid of one another.
All right.
Because the Bible says so.
Mm-hmm.
start something and give up something. Make a mess out of things. And that's what they're doing. They're making a mess out of things. Praise God. Amen. Woman going with the woman, the man going with the woman, the man. And it don't seem logical. It don't seem right. It don't seem like, I don't care how much, amen, the law has said it's all right. But it don't seem right. Amen. A man walking down the street holding another man's hand. Huh?
All
right. There's a mountain.
Sure.
We're talking about a mountain here. Amen. And we need to get rid of the mountain.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. All right. Now watch this now.
And shall be doubt in his heart.
Amen. Every time I stop, then go back to where you was the first and then read it right there, you know.
For verily I say unto you.
Now all the way up. You're going to go to the next verse that you was in.
Yeah. And be thou cast into the sea.
All right, now what you got to do now, amen, is cast that mountain into the sea.
And shall not doubt.
And don't cast it, amen, just cast it out what I said a while ago, that it might that I find it. I let it come to me. I let it go to somebody else. Come on here now.
All right.
But cast it out that it may go to
when? To the sea.
Go to the sea. Go to the sea. Go to the sea from whence it came from. Amen. From the pits of hell. Where it come from.
All
right. Amen. Now watch this one now. If you follow me, then you're gonna learn something.
And shall not doubt in your heart.
And then look here. Look what it says. And then don't doubt in your heart after you cast it out into the sea. Don't doubt into your heart. Don't doubt. Don't doubt, amen, that that is going to be done. Don't doubt it. Read now.
But shall believe that those things which he has said.
But believe now that, amen, what he has said. You believe it, praise God. If you believe in the word of God, just believe, amen, that God's going to do it. God's going to do what he said he's going to do. If you believe in your heart. Amen. Praise God. So you won't have to wonder, amen, is he going to do it? You know, a lot of times what we do, we wonder, is God going to do this? Is God going to do that? If we do what we're supposed to do, God is sure to do what he said he's going to do.
All right.
Amen. Doubt within, not in your heart, read.
But shall believe that those things.
The thing you got to do is that is believe those things.
Which he has said. Shall come to pass.
Believe those things that he has said
shall come to pass.
When God said that he's going to do, he's going to do just that. I believe it. If I didn't believe, I wouldn't have been here today. I wouldn't be here in Stanford today if I did not believe in it. Amen. I was thinking about, amen, on the other day, praise God, amen, how, amen, the story come up, because we're gonna be able to get a newspaper thing doing, amen, about how this church has gotten started.
Right.
Amen, praise God. And Bert been on my back about, she actually really wanted to get the history of the church. And so, hey, I've been thinking about, amen, all of these things. I want somebody, like somebody to get that and write it down, write some of these things down. I'm going to say it now. Write them down, praise God, so that you can be able to, amen, help me get these things together. Because when people come and they ask you a question, you forget about them. You can't hardly get it together. But if I had not, amen, believe, amen, within my heart it was God that talked to me. Amen, that talked to me. He talked to me, and I know it was the Lord that talked to me and told me to come to Stanford years ago. Told me to come to Stanford. And I was to build a church, and I was to have a school and an old folks home. Amen, praise God. He told me that. He told me that, praise God. Amen. And I came over here three or four times. I drove over here from Waterbury three or four times. Amen. Looking over, amen, surveying over the Stanford. three or four times. I didn't know nobody, but I just drove over here. Only doing what? Following the words of the Lord.
Right.
Amen. And I came over here, and then came the last time I come over here, praise God, I found a place over there on Pacific Street. Amen. Praise the building was empty, and I called the man up, and my eyes flashed on the sign that was in the window. I called up, amen, Mr. Wiseman. Amen. Praise God. He's over there by that field over there. He was over there. That's his office over there. He had a lot of real estate here in Stanford. So I called him up because he had a number on the sign. So when I called him up and I asked him, I said, I'd like to look at the church, at the building that you had, you got here on Citizen Street and Citizen number. So he said, yes. He says, but I can't come out there right now. And I said, when can you come out? He said, well, around about 4 or 5 o'clock, I can come out. I said, well, I'm from out of town. And I would like, amen, to see the place, amen, before I go back to where I come from, praise God. I didn't tell him anything until after he came down, amen, about no church or anything. So he came down. When he come down, he opened the place up and let me look at it. And I went into the building, and I looked in there, and the Spirit said to me, this is it. Amen, a little place, and it would hold about 100 people. I was about 100, maybe about 100 people I could get in there. And when I went into there, and we looked in and looked at it, and so he asked me, he said, what are you going to put in here? I said, I'm going to put a church in here. I'm going to put a church. He said, yeah, a church. He said, a church. He kept on saying church. I said, yeah, a church. And you know, kind of tongue, you know, his nose up, you know, if he had one. Amen. He said, a church. I said, the Lord told me to come here and start a church. He said, you mean to tell me the Lord told you? I said, the Lord told me to come and start a church. He said, and the Lord told you that. I said, yeah, the Lord told me. Amen. So he kept looking at me. I said, sir, how much you want for this place? He thought it was going to be a business that he could make a lot of money. So he went up about $300-$400. I said, sir, I cannot give you that. And I won't tell you no lie. And I'm going to give you that this month, what you're asking for, because I don't know nobody here in this town. Amen. Praise God. And so I got to build up something, amen, here in order to be able to do whatever I'm going to do here. So he said, remember, how much you can give me? I said, well, sir, if you just come on down from where you're at and keep going down until I tell you stop. he looked at me, he turned red as fire. And he kept on, he came on down to $150. And he came down to $150. I said, sir, I think I could be able to do that. And they even have no job. I didn't have a job. And didn't know where I'm going to get the $150 from. Y'all hear me now. Praise God. I'm talking about, amen, victory in your prayer.
Yes.
Amen. I didn't know where I was going to get the money from. I didn't have a job. Now, the money that I had, it was a check I just got from, amen, the Social Security, what I got from down from the employment office. And it was $100-something. It wasn't $100-something. It wasn't quite. It wasn't no $150. Amen. So I said, "Well, I give you $100 now, sir. Maybe if you trust me." The man don't know me. And I know already. He'll turn red as fire already. I said, "That's all I got is $150." I said, "Now, I need $100. If you take this, sir, and I said, I will give you." Amen. The rest of the money, at the rent time to pay the rest, to pay the rent. And he said to me, he said, you sure the Lord told you to come out and start a church? I said, he told me to start a church. So he said, give me that money you got. I give him the $100. So he threw the key. He gave me the key right then and there. He didn't wait till no time. He gave me the key. So when he gave me the key, and I went, and my wife went with me. I went and I I got her and brought her down there, showed her the building, showed her where the Lord had given me. Because I know it was a gift from the Lord. I know what the Lord was taught and he was doing it. I know he was answering prayer. Amen. Because that man, amen, he didn't believe. He turned red as fire. Amen. And I'm talking to telling him about what the Lord told me. Amen. So he said to me, give me the key. He don't even know me. And then praise God, and I went and got my wife and brought her back down here and showed her the building. So when I saw the building, praise God, and she agreed with it had to be the Lord. She went and we went and bought some paint and bought some paint and stuff and took down there and started to clean the place up and fix the place. Then this fellow come in there. He came in there and he was looking all up in the wall and looking all around. So he said to me, he said, what you gonna put in here? I said, a church. Both of my wife and I spoke at the same time. He said, it's a church. He said, a church. I said, yeah, it's a church. He said, so you know the lights is on in here. I said, yeah, you'll notice that the lights is on. I said, yes, the lights is on. He said, well, I was the one who rented the place, but I never got a chance to put my business in here. He said, so no, you know the lights is on. So what you do, he said, when the light bill come, you just pay the light bill. Leave it in my name. Now, that was God, because, see, any business that you start, they charge you, amen, way up there in the, with lights, with everything, they charge you so much. You're not going to charge you like if you have a house or something like that, so they charge you well. So he said, just pay the rent when you pay the light bill when you get the light bill and just keep it in my name. That's what I did until I moved out from down there and stayed in his name. Praise God. And that was the Lord. When we left and went home, come back, there was some furniture, some chairs, some paint was in the door. Somebody don't bolt down there and put in the door. Don't you tell me that God can't do it, that when your prayers can be answered. If God can't do it, if y'all hear me say all the time, if God can't do it, it will not be done. Amen. So we continue to work and fixing the place up and filling in the holes and filling it up and painting in there. Praise God, I went and got the pastor and brought the pastor down, the pastor came down. My pastor came down, and when she looked at it, and I told her, I said, well, this is the place that the Lord had given me. She says, went in there and looked at it. She said, mm-hmm. She says to me, she said, really? She said, who am I to hold you back? See, if you said the Lord told you to come down here and start a work, she said, I can't hold you back, but I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you in Bessie. She said, but if the Lord told you to come down here, amen, I'm with you 100%. So she took me and took us, amen, to the store. There was Bill was down at that time. Had all that stuff out there in the streets out there for selling all the old furniture and all that stuff. She took us over there and she bought us all the stuff that we needed to go in that place. Paid for herself. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, if you put your trust in God and you do right, God going to bless you.
Yes,
and not only he blessed me, he can bless you. But you got to hold nothing back from him. That's what he's talking about here. And you can get victory over your prayer. But you got to believe God without any doubt. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. So we went there, we started the church, and after we started the church, my wife was working for the Red Cross. She was working with the Red Cross. She left Waterbury, and she was driving for the Red Cross. And she came along, and I never stopped her from driving for the Red Cross. She was up and down New Haven, and driving folks to New Haven, everywhere, from Waterbury, praise God, and all this storms and rain and what have you. Amen. She met a lot of people, amen, by giving volunteer hands. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. See, all the time, you all want to keep to yourself, but you need to volunteer. Good thing comes from volunteers. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. Praise God. You may not see nothing in it when you first start, but good things come from volunteer. Amen. She volunteered, praise God. She got her stars and all that stuff. And she, amen, by volunteer. Amen. And but she wound up down to New Haven, down there to the Veteran Hospital, down there helping them out down there. And when she went down there helping out down there, she met Bert down there. Ms. Fotheringham. She didn't know nothing about Ms. Fotheringham, didn't know nothing about who she was or what anything. Only thing she know that Ms. Fotheringham, amen, fell in love with her. Every time she turned around, that woman was in her face. The one I'm going to take her downstairs and buy her lunch and all this kind of stuff. She didn't know anything about it. So she was, amen, talking one day. She said, my husband is going to come to Stanford and was restarting the church in Stanford. And Bert was on fire. She said, oh, that's good. She said, I come down and help y'all move. I said, oh, no, Pastor, I didn't come down and help them move all that junk we got, you know. So, amen. But she said, came on down and she got there to help. She didn't come to help her move, but she come. Still stayed a friend with us. Amen. So I got a chance to meet her husband, and the husband, praise God, he liked me, praise God, and he liked Pastor Hardy and what happened. When the time they had dinner down, had some dinner, and had friends, doctors, and what have we come to their house and invited us to come to their house, and amen, as a guest. And we went there, praise God, amen, around all them doctors. She did. And her and her husband hanged around us the whole time. We was there, not with all them doctors, but they hung around us the whole time. Amen. But what I'm trying to say to you, good things come from, amen, where you can believe God without a doubt. Amen. Believe God without a doubt. Amen. So the church got, I had a birthday dinner for Pastor Hardy. Well, I had a
birthday dinner.
Birthday, a little dinner for Pastor. There wasn't that many people in the church by that time. I think we had about two or three people. They was, you know, scrap up the fence. They sometime up and sometime down. Yeah. Otherwise, what I'm trying to say, they were with us, then they wasn't with us. I had the dinner. Them people didn't come. Those three or four people. What I say? They didn't come to the dinner. But I asked my father him, would they come? And they said they would come. They agreed, and she went and asked the doctor, Father Ham, and Doctor Father Ham said, yeah, I'd be glad to come. So he came, and I said, well, they're not gonna be no big thing, that's gonna be a little something, you know. So he came and she come out there, both of them come. And then that was something that we needed. And I said, I got to go down to the store again. He said, no, I go with you to go. Yeah, I said, no, you don't have to go. He said, no, I go with you. He went to the store with me to get whatever. And he just fell in love with those children. And we just had a good time down there at that place. Amen. A good time. Praise God. And come to find out in a few weeks, amen, they had a flood. I don't know y'all remember the flood that we had in years ago. There was a flood, amen. And down in that end down there was a little place down there with a number of water. Water was up to my knees, over my knees. And water didn't go inside the church. Helping it when the Lord was with me. He always with you when you're, and I'm trying to show you. Prayer changes things.
All right.
Amen. And the man had a store next door. Next door to the church in there. It was a what kind of store? A furniture store. Mm-hmm. And water went into that door. Went in there. Went in there and messed up a whole lot of furniture. My organ, I had an organ. And the water went in the door and went out the back door.
Okay, no.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The water went in the front door and went out the back door. And nothing in the church will harm.
All right.
Amen. And when God is for you, who can be against you?
That's right.
Who can be against you? Praise God. So when both all the places down there got damaged. Amen. But my church, amen. We still continue to have church. Amen. When we could have it, and then they turned the lights off because they said it did a damage to the lights down in the sewer line somewhere. Must the wires they had down there. So they said they weren't gonna fix it because they was gonna make that a revelable error down there. That's when they put the store down there. What they call it? When they put that store down there?
King?
No. Down, what is that place down there? The store down there. They got all the stores in there.
The mall?
The mall. They put that building in there. Put that building down there. Down there, and they closed up that street down there. With the street down there, and they closed up everything and put all that stuff down in there. Amen. The firehouse is still down there.
Yeah.
Amen. But all that stuff, all the other stuff was closed all down. Amen. But we couldn't have no service. For a few weeks, we didn't have no service in our building. So, praise God, I didn't know what to do then. I was out then. I just didn't know what to do. So I didn't even talk about it. I was upset and didn't talk about it. Amen. And a few days, the phone rang. So when the phone rang, and then the Brick was on the phone, she said, Ella Hardy, I see that. She said, what are we going to do about the church? I said, well, Brick, I don't know what they're going to do about the church. She said, I believe that God wants a church in Stanford in his name. I didn't tell that woman to say that. But that's what she told me, that God wanted a church in Stanford in his name. So I said, I don't know what to do. She said, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, I don't know what to do. She said, I said to her, well, very good. I feel like if we can get a three-family house, I said, we can live on the first floor and then the third floor we can rent out, and the first floor we can use it for the church. And she says, all right. She says, but I don't have no money. She says, about how much you think in there? You don't need it. I didn't know what to tell her. Well, I ain't never bought no property in Stanford. I knew in Whitebury you could get some, in that time you can get things cheap, but you can't get it cheap now. So I said to her, I said, well, if I can get I can get $500. She said, $500, huh? I said, yeah, though. $500. I said, yeah. She said, I can get that. She said, I give you $500 or $5,000. What was that? Something I told her. She said, I give it to you. I said, no, Berg. I said, that's a lot of money. Talking about you're going to give somebody. That is a whole lot of money. She said to me, she says, I said, what you need, I was saying to you, you need to go to your lawyer, call your lawyer up and ask them, is it all right to give me $500 or $5,000. She says, all right, I called him. So she called up, and then the 2 weeks she called me back, says, Hardy, I see that. She said, well, I talked to my lawyer, and he says, it's all right for me to give you that amount of money. She says, yes. She says, now what you gonna do? I said, well, I'm gonna get a lawyer and get the real estate man and to go out and look for some properties. So she said, all right, go ahead and do it and let me know. So we went out, I come out and I took the man out, took the lawyer and the real estate man out. And we went out all around looking for some property everywhere. And they showing me this place and they showing me that place and showing me that place and that place. After a while, then they said to me, Ella Hardy, I said, so how much money you got to work with? I said, I ain't got no money. He said, "You mean?" They said, "You mean to tell me you got us out here looking for some property and you ain't got no money?" I said, "I ain't got a dime." I said, "But I know a man got it.
All right.
I know a man that got it. He got the money, all the money we need." He said, they all turned red and spot. So they said, then they come up and said, "Well, we know a place, but you can't buy it. You can't even see it. You can't buy it." What I say?
Can't buy it.
You can't see it. That's what they told me. That's exactly what they told me. So I said, "No," he said, "that's what you can't buy it against. You can't see it." So they brought me home. So next day or so, I didn't call Brick because I know it was out. And then next time he said, "You'll need $10,000. But he said, "You can't buy it and you can't see it. You're going to need $10,000 to get into this house, this property." He said that it have nice property, they have parking, nice property that you can get in, and parking and wherever. So you got all of that in there, but you can't see it and you can't buy it. And I said, I came home and I did not call her up. I just waited. So she, a few days after that, she called me up. She said, "Ella Hardy." And I, "This is Bird." I said, "Yes, Bird." She said, so "What you going to do? Did you talk to the real estate man, or did you get to talk to your attorney?" She says, "And what did y'all come up with?" I said, "Yeah, so Burke, I got the lawyer, and I got and the real estate man. We went out looking for a place, and they come up with it, said that they had a place that we can get. Anyway, but I couldn't buy it, and neither I can see it." So they said, she said, "You can't buy it and you can't see it." She knows exactly what they were talking about, and I know exactly what they were talking about too. See, so she said, "So and you need $10,000 to purchase." I said, "Well, for me," she says to me, "I keep the $10,000 off the foot." "Oh, no, boy." I said, "No, you better call your attorney up again. $10,000 is a lot of money. So you better call him up." So she said, I'll call him. I said, "Yeah, amen." So she said, so in a few days she called me back. She said, I talked to my attorney, and he said to me, "It's all right for me to give you $10,000. "Yeah, you can come in, sir." Said, "All right, it's all right to give you $10,000. That's what he said. She said, so I said, "All right." I said, she said, "Now what you gonna do now?" I said, "All right, I'm gonna call up the attorney. Amen, praise God. And then you give me your attorney telephone number and they can get together and get things working." So she said, "All right." She did that. She called up her attorney called up my attorney, and they got together, praise God, and set a date, amen, for the closing date. First thing she did, she came down, the lawyer and the real estate man brought her down and showed her this place. She went into it. And the people in the church, they didn't even know what was going on.
All right.
They just thought there was another lady, white lady, was buying the property.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I came down after we had closed the building, and then I came down and cleaning off the yard and doing it, and the man was down here on the first floor, I think it was first floor. He had a German Shepherd, and he wanted to sick the dog on me. So when he found out that I wanted this property, that they didn't, you know, got it over their head, he didn't like the idea. So I said, "Well, I'm not gonna have you, because I'm showing off and wants to sick the dog on me." I says, and the lady was over here, and she was telling the boy, "Amen, he shouldn't be talking to me like he was talking, he shouldn't be carrying on." Oh, he carried on. I said, "That's all right, I'm gonna get rid of him, I'm getting him out of here. I'm getting all of them out now. I wasn't gonna let them stay here until they found a place. I was anxious to get in here, amen, but I wasn't going to let him stay here." But after he carried on like he carried on, I said, I want him out. That was on a Saturday. I said, amen. So what I did, I called up my attorney and I told him, I said, I want him, I want the whole house to be vacant. Amen. In 3 days, 4 days, I want the whole house to be vacant. I want them out of here. Everybody out of here. Amen. So he said, well, Bishop, if you want them out, I get them out. I know how to get them out of here. Amen. So what he did, he jacked the rent up. That's where you can get folks out of the house. You jack the rent up. When you jack the rent up, they got to pay it. They stay there. I don't care how many days after they spend it, it's jacked up, they got to pay.
They sure do.
So he jacked the rent up, and when you talking about this, they ain't going to get that nigga that type of money. Amen. And the house, this house, that house there, well, it was cleaned out. All of them got out of here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You see, the Lord know how to do things. So when he did that, to work that out, there's a whole story behind it. And she's trying to get me to write a book. She'll have a book on all of this, she said. She said, Bishop, you all should have a book on, amen, how the church come about, which it ought to be. Amen. It should be a book that should be written. Amen. How this church come about. So when she... We got in here, after we got in, we had service up in the front and what have you. When we had the service up there, after we started service up there in the front room, I fixed it up so we can have service, so we started having service. After we had service, amen, and then I went to work and come back home. I went down there in State National Bank, and I come home one day, the fire trucks, the building inspector, everything and everybody was out there. Well, you know, they had my wife all upset. And they're telling her that we ain't going to be in hell no service here, and we ain't going to be to stay here. That's what they were trying to tell me. So they carried on, and they talked, and there was some looking up at the wall and looking all around and going on, and they looked. So after then, the building inspector said, well, I'm just telling you, servant, amen, a warning to you, let you know that you and I are going to build in the back and you ain't going to be able to put no church in here. And we mean that you're not going to do it. So when he said, you don't mean, and then that challenged me right there.
All right. So you were young then?
I was young then. Amen. So I walked the floor and I walked the floor and walked back. I said, sir, I said, you know this church property. I said, you understand that? He said, yeah, I said, we know that. But I mean you ain't not going to build and you ain't going to have no church there. And we mean that. I said to him, I said, sir, you go back and you tell the one who sent you here. Who sent you here? Amen. On Sunday morning, I will put my partner, podium on the steps out there. And I'm going to sit chairs out in the front out there. When I got what to say to him. The Lord gave it to me. And when I said that, they got themselves out of here. They didn't come back no more. Because they didn't want no chairs out there and they didn't want me to have no service out there. That's what I was going to do. I was going to do that. Because I was young then, I didn't care. And I still don't care. Amen. See, the church come about, we come through the hard times. Amen. Here. And it wasn't easy to come to do that. None of this was in here. When we standing in here or sitting in here, none of this was in here. All this was like a lawn. Had some beautiful grass out here. It was a beautiful, it was better than one of them steps over there next door. The lawn was. It was a beautiful place out here. Doc came out here and Miss Austin had come out here many days. We had cookout out here with the kids and we had a good time. Amen. So when they did that, and then they carried on so bad over there. They didn't want me here. They were fighting against me. Had one old guy over there, customer story over there. He really was against me. They want me, you know, they come out there, raising sand, talking all that little stuff, and carrying on and carrying on. So he the one permitted them to put the fence up because there wasn't no fence over there. He put that fence up there. Then when they got the man to put the fence up there, and when he put the fence up there, then the fence was on my property. And it was on my property. So I told him, I called, and I had the lawyer to call him and told him if I had a surveyor and come out here, a surveyor thing, and he told me they was on the property, on your property, said they on your property. And the man put that fence up. Who put that fence up? I said, them people over there next door. He said, they put that fence up there, they on your property. You can't do things any kind of way. Amen. In your prayers, amen, you got to know how to carry yourself, how to conduct yourself. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You see, they just because somebody doing something to you, that don't mean that you got to do something to them. So I told the lawyer to have the man, have the priest to come over. The priest came over and he come out there, and I told him that they got that fence on my property and they go about halfway, amen, that garage over there. And he said to me, well, what you want us to do? He said, we can tear the fence down. What have I said, sir, I don't want you to tear it down. What I want you to do is to know, I know that if it were me, I know what y'all do to me. I says, and furthermore, that fence is up. Y'all put that fence up there. I said, now if anybody go there and hit that fence, any people go there and hit that fence, you all are gonna fix it, not me. I'm not fixing anything. He said, all right, that's all right, but the lawyer, he really wanted to get it because he said they got plenty of money. I told him I wasn't that type of person. Amen. See, so what I'm trying to say is the checks come a long ways, and after then, I still had problems, because they fought against me to build it here and put the building here and carry on so much. Then I would think about just selling the place. Selling the property and just going someplace else. So when I thought about that, and I went and I saw a place over there on Greenwich Avenue, and so I called Burke and told Burke about it. So Burke says, I'm going to get my lawyer to come over and look at the place. Look at the place you're talking about. She said, Al Hardy says, we'll look into it. So she got the lawyer, and the lawyer came over. So when he came over, and I took him over and showed the place that I was looking at, and he said, all right, take me back over to over there. He pulled me back over, and they were sitting on the yard out there. He says, Bishop, if I were you, I wouldn't sell this place. He said, I wouldn't get rid of it. He says, this place got a lot of potential, and you'll stay right here. Amen. A lot of potential. So he said, now what is it if we raise the money, Burke and I raise the money for you to build a church in there? Amen. I'm not gonna build no church, he said. Now I want you to get that in your head now. I ain't building no church. Neither Burke is gonna build no church. No, none of us is gonna build no church. Amen. So now would you do it if we get the money, won't you the money to build the church? I said, yeah, well, I had to swallow, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, yes, I'll do it. He said, all right, go ahead and start doing what you got to do. He said, then when you need the money, just call Brick. No matter what mother did, just call her. And the money going to be there. And I started. When I started, I had to have the man come here and dig the foundation out. He took the grass off the top of the ground, and then that was a big thing we're in it to. It was a ledge of rocks all the way from out there, from that the bay window back there, all the way back here. Nothing but a ledge of rock. And the only way you'll be able to do that, it was to get a steel blanket. Hire a contractor to come in here and with a steel blanket, put in here to keep from messing up the people's property. to hold the rocks and what have you, hold it down, the stones and what, hold it down. Had to put that down there. And it cost me over $10,000 just to start that. And I called for $10,000, another $10,000, it was there. After then, we called for blocks of bricks, cement, what have you. Amen. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars. It was there. It was there. Praise God. Amen. Until we got this building up. Every time. When there was no time, they said, well, they said that they didn't have no more money. The money was there every time. Amen. If God is for you, who could be against you? Who could be against you? There's other things I will talk about. Praise God. But I want you to get that, because if somebody asked me before, amen, about the history of the church or whatever, so you got it now. Y'all got it written now. You know about how the church actually really come about. I was something like, amen, 22 or 23 years old, because I was 19, amen, when I kind of think when I met Pastor Hardy. And about 19 or 20, when I met her, amen. And this came around when I got into the church, around about 3 years after that, amen. I came here. The Lord called me into ministry, and I come here. Praise God, amen. So. The church come about, praise God, me following the voice of God. And if God can't do it, it can't be done. All right, so he's saying here, amen. Therefore, I say unto you, praise God, whosoever, amen, will do what? Amen. I want 24 first.
Okay. Amen. He said, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass.
All right, believe that those things that which he has said. Amen. And that's the reason why in the later days after then, amen, the Lord spoke to me and told me, he said, whatsoever I see, say it. That's why I know that the Lord is with me. I don't care what nobody says. So y'all can, people can fight and they can kick and they can try to stop this church. You ain't doing nothing. You're hitting against the rocks.
Right.
You're hitting up against the rocks. You can't stop this church. This church is this church is, amen. When I said it on the phone. This church is what? Y'all don't forget?
Established.
Yeah, that's what I said. Don't forget that. Please don't forget that. Because the devil, they want you to forget that. Amen. But he can keep on fighting against you and thinking that they, because they ain't going to come to church and not with the church and not going to support the church and everything, that the church going to go down. The church ain't going down. The church is established. Anything that is established, amen. This building here is established. Amen. Because it's on a the building inspector said, Bishop, said this church is on solid rock.
All right.
It's on a solid rock. It ain't going nowhere. This building is well put together. He said, oh, that the great faith, just this time, this, when I built this church, the time the great faith had this church, he said, that church, that building over there ain't nothing to it but this building here. This building here, it is the building.
All right.
Amen. It's on a rock. It's on rock. And they going on with that. What the building inspector said. So otherwise, what it's saying, it's established.
All
right. You can't move it. It with your idea, with your thought, and you can't move it. All right, read on. I ain't going to be able to get through with this. I'm just going to finish this out right here, and then I'm going to quit. I ain't going to go nowhere else.
But shall believe that those things.
And shall believe on those things.
Which he said
shall come to pass. You're going to believe in that man, and which he said is going to come to pass.
He shall have whatsoever he said.
And he shall have whatsoever he said. Amen. If you believe it. If you believe it. If you believe it, praise God. Amen. You know, don't pray, ask the Lord to move your mountain. You move yourself by praying.
Amen. By crying out to the Lord, telling the Lord about it. Whatever your problem may be, talk to the Lord, tell it, and believe
what he said, it's going to be doing. God is not short on his promise. Come on, get the Lord a great big hand clap. I know he's not short on his promise. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. I'm going to talk on this again. So don't stay away from church.
Therefore,
I say unto you,
what things soever ye desire.
Now, what things whatsoever that you desire.
When you pray.
When you do, amen. I wanted the Lord to make man alive. That was my motto.
Right.
Let every man be alive, but let God's word be true. Because Ahab said, how to think he going to do. And what he thinks he's doing. That's what everybody said. And the organization I left from said, oh, he'll be back again.
Uh-huh.
He don't know what he's doing. He's a young boy, don't know what he's doing. Uh-huh. Amen. But let every man be alive. But let God's word be true.
Yes.
Amen. And that was my motto. I talked about that for years, and I think I'm going to start back talking about it.
All right.
Let every man be alive. Amen. What they say I can't do, then I'm going to make them. Amen. Make them out alive.
All right.
Amen. What they say the church going down, I'm going to make it out alive.
All right. Glory.
Let every man be alive.
Yes.
But let God's word be true.
Yes.
If God said it, I believe it.
All right.
I believe it. All right. What is that?
When you pray. Believe that ye receive them.
Now, when you pray, you believe. Don't doubt in your heart. Amen. But believe it that you receive it, that you got it. Say what?
Believe that you got it.
That you got it.
That's what I was trying to tell that lawyer in the real estate matter. I ain't got no money. But I know a man got everything. He got what I need.
Amen. No need walking around. Amen. This man got everything. He said the earth is mine. It don't belong to the white man out there. Don't y'all let the devil fool y'all and making y'all think that everything belongs to the white man. The man told you in the word that the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. There it is mine. Even though that they got the papers on the property where they own and what have you, and their money and what have you, they got papers on. But it all belongs to God. And God drawn it. It all go back and go to him.
That's right.
He can have all the deeds he want to have.
Come on here.
But the earth is mine, she said. Says the Lord.
Yes.
And the fullness thereof, everything that is in there. Amen. The man down there got the furniture, that furniture to store down there. Those things are the fullness.
All right. Yeah. That's right.
The bed, the chair.
Yeah, that's right.
The car.
Yes, sir.
Them the fullest.
That's right. That's it.
Amen. He said, mine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get y'all believe. And don't doubt. Because this man, praise God, he's a mighty Savior.
Yeah.
He's a mighty keeper.
Yes.
He's a mighty Bazaar.
Yes.
He give you anything.
Anything.
Amen.
Thank you.
Provide for you.
Yes,
he can do it. Praise God. Because the earth is his and the fullness thereof. Amen. Praise God. I was telling Bert, amen, with all the people that we fed during the Christmas and the holidays and what have you. Praise God. Amen. And she was tickled to death. Amen. See, people like to see folks doing something.
That's right.
If you ain't doing nothing, then praise God, you need to fold up. Amen. Praise God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Read now.
When ye pray.
Now when you pray.
Believe that ye receive.
Don't doubt it. Don't doubt. Amen. Because the earth is his. Amen. And the fullness thereof. So don't doubt, praise God, when you're asking to do something, because, amen, the earth is healed and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to God. It belongs to God. You can't. I'm trying to get y'all to see you can't do nothing, get nothing from the Lord if you're doing wrong. You got to make sure that your steps is in harmony with God. You can't be sometime up and sometime down, lying and flying and you know, making trouble, hanging around all them old folks saying it's naked, ain't got no mind to have nothing, and no mind to be nothing, and mind to do nothing. You don't need to hang around those kind of folks. Those kind of people will pull you down.
That's right.
Amen. You need to get away from all that kind of folks. I got away from all of my friends. I had a lot of friends when I was in Waterbury before I got in the church. A lot of friends. No, but they were negative. They were working, amen, sometimes 24 hours a day. Amen. They were working 24 hours a day. They go there, go in the shops, and then they come out there to the next day or the next night.
Negative.
Because they're negative. And all they did, drink liquor, house party, gambling, and all that kind of stuff. Negative minded folks.
That's it. Don't go nowhere and do nothing.
Yes, sir. I had to get away from them people. In order to be able to have something, in order to be able to do something and do some specific things, I had to get out around them. They don't call me. They know me. Amen. The brother called up Pastor Hunter the other day. Amen. The sister down in Waterville, she died. And she used to bring her nephew over here, and he the one called and said she had passed. Amen. And he said he know me from the years back then. Amen. And some of y'all may know who it is. Amen. But she died. So they just had a funeral on Friday. On Friday they just had a funeral. Praise God. But what I'm trying to show you, praise God, amen. Negative folks. Those people are negative people. They don't talking about doing things right. They don't know how to do nothing right. She didn't know how to do nothing right. Running from church to church. Organization for organization. Negative minded folks. And then any time you hang around no kind of folks, and then the chip is not going to fall too far from the blocks.
That's right.
You're going to get just like them. Just like them. Do things like them. Act just like them. Now watch this in now. I'm coming to you. Yes, girl, I know you thought this. I didn't start it.
When ye pray.
When you pray.
Believe that ye receive them.
Now you believe that you got it. Say, got it.
Got it. And ye shall have them.
And I got it.
Yes, sir.
So believe that I got it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hold to it.
All right.
I got it. We sing the song, I got just what I wanted.
Yes.
Woo! I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got just what I wanted. Yes, I got just what I wanted, Mother Brown. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Then he said, you can't make me doubt it. You can't make me doubt it. You can't make me doubt it in my heart. Yeah, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Amen. You got it, then. Amen. Didn't know I could take it away from you. I got it. Yeah, that's another song y'all about to put down in your book. All those songs, I love all the kind of songs. All the old songs. I don't care about all those new stuff. And that old stuff, and all the old playing like these people play. I like that old way of playing and that old way of singing. I like that. Amen.
Now, enough verse of that. You holding those. I ain't holding nobody.
And when you stand praying.
And when you stand and praying.
Forgive.
Now, you what you going to do?
Forgive.
You're going to forgive. Now, that's the only way you're going to be able to get something. You're going to get something. You're going to get an answer. You're going to stand and you're going to forgive. All right, and forget. A lot of people say they forgive, but they never forget. They keep on talking about it. Now, what do you say now?
If you have ought against any.
Now, if you got an order against somebody, praise God, amen, something somebody did for you, to you, come on.
That your Father also, which is in heaven.
Now, your Father, which also, who is in heaven.
May forgive you for your trespasses.
Forgive you for your trespasses.
But if ye do not forgive.
Then you don't forgive.
Neither will your Father, which is in heaven.
Now, you know your Father, which is in heaven.
Forgive your trespasses.
Ain't gonna forgive your trespasses. You don't want to hold about that, daughter. I ain't going to talk no more. I can go on and on. Yeah, that's some good stuff. That's a raw meat.
All right, raw meat.
Raw meat. Praise God. Amen. We need to, amen, we need to get victory.
All right.
Amen. Don't be praying and a prayer that ain't going to get nothing from it.
Right.
Victory, amen, in your prayers. Victory. Praise God. Of your prayer life. All right. God bless you. Amen. In Job chapter 23 and verse 12. Job 23 and verse 12. Amen.
3 and verse 12. Nevertheless. Have I gone back. Neither have I gone back.
Have I gone back
from the commandment?
Amen. Neither have I gone back from the commandment
of his lips.
Of God's lip. Amen. Job, amen, giving a testimonial. Amen. Victory. And he got victory. Amen. He got victory. Praise God. He was able to give this testimony. Amen. He's saying, amen, neither have I gone back. Amen. I gone back. Amen. Praise God. I didn't backslide.
All right.
I didn't walk away from God. I didn't treat anyone wrong. I didn't talk about nobody. Amen. But I did that which was right. I was scandalized, and I was said a many things were said to me. But I didn't go back. I didn't bless them out. I didn't cuss them out. I ever lied. I did none of these things. Praise God. Amen. He said, neither have I gone back. Amen. From the commandment. God comes in.
Commandment.
God command me. God command me. God has a commandment for you. Look at somebody as a neighbor. God got a commandment.
God has a commandment
for you.
For you.
And you can have victory.
You
can have victory. You can get victory. You can be victorious. Amen. If you, amen, carry out this commandment. Oh, glory be God. I feel it. If you carry out this commandment, praise God, stand still and see the salvation of God. Amen. Don't be movable. Don't be, praise God, carried away because of somebody, what somebody else said or somebody else do, but stand still and see the salvation of God. He said, amen, I haven't gone back. Amen. The folks said I backslided. Amen. They came and looked on me, and I had soles, amen, from my head to my toes. Amen. And they said to me, why don't you cuss God and die? Amen. Why don't you give up?
I want to give up. Amen. But Job said, I didn't hang on to my intestine. I held on to what I had. I held on to what God gave me. Amen. And that was his commandment. God command me, praise God. You can have bitterness if you hold on, praise God. Don't listen to what folks say and what they're saying to you and trying to lead you astray and trying to get you to do what they do, praise God, because they're not satisfied.
All right.
I know they're not satisfied. Praise God. They're sorry that they made amen, the move that they made. But Job was saying here, amen, neither have I, amen, gone back. Amen, neither have I gone back. I ain't go back, amen, because somebody told me to go back. I didn't go back because somebody told me, amen, to move my membership. Oh, glory to God. I feel the same.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. When someone come tell you, don't say when somebody come and told me to move my membership. But I stuck to the commandment.
Yes.
I stuck to God's commandment. Oh, I feel it. Amen. I didn't walk out. I stuck with the commandment. Praise God. Amen. God has a commandment for you. Amen. And if you stick with the commandment, praise God, that God gave unto you, then you can come out and be victorious.
Yes, you can.
You can be victorious.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So now, even more. Amen. Come on now. Amen. He said here. He says, I said before the commandment. All right. And here's when.
Neither have I gone back from the commandment
of his lips.
I have esteemed the words of his mouth.
Look here, praise God. I kept his words of his lips. What he told me, I stuck with that. I didn't listen to Tom, Dick, and Harry. Amen. But I stuck with the words that, amen, from God's lips. Amen. That's really where I am today. Because I stuck with, amen, the word from God's lips. You can't make it listen to what everybody's saying.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. You need to listen to what God said.
Amen.
Amen. He got the words for you. He wants to help you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. But you got to put in your heart, amen, that you're not gonna, amen, go no other way. You're gonna stay with, amen, the words that he has spoken from his lips.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, book, talk to me.
I have esteemed the words of his mouth.
I have esteemed the words of his mouth
more than my necessary food.
Look, amen, more than myself.
My necessary food.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Otherwise, you say he put in, praise God, amen, of God, amen, before his food.
The man is putting God before his food.
Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, I'm hungry. I need some food to eat. Amen. But Job said, amen, he put God before the food. Otherwise, I was fast. I turned my plate down. I pushed my plate to the side. Because I want to esteem, amen, this man. Amen. Praise God. This is gravy here. All right, read, daughter.
But he is in one mind. And who can turn him?
And who, amen, can turn him? You got to have a mind to do right.
That's right.
Sometimes you can't, some people you can't train. Mm-hmm. Sisters. Mm-hmm. You can't help them. You can't guide them. Mm-hmm. You can't. Amen. You want to guide them one way, and then they got their mind set anymore on another way.
Yeah,
amen. And more you try to lead them and guide them in the right way, esteem to lead them and guide them the right way, amen, they're pulling the rally, trying to go that way.
All right.
Amen. That way is not the way. This way is the way.
All right.
Job said he learned that. Amen. He wants to keep the words of his commandment. Read now, Book, talk to me.
And what his soul desires.
And what his soul desires.
Even that he
doeth. Amen. What his soul desires. Now, he's not talking about what the natural man desires. All right.
Some folks, it's concerned about, amen, feeding this man. And they're eating all the time and drinking all the time. The Bible said they're going to be eating in the last day.
Yes,
eating and drinking.
Yes, sir.
And giving them marriage.
Yes.
In the last day, and that's what they're doing. So Job has said, amen, even, amen, I'm going to give all the attention and everything to God. Amen, praise God, that is going to... causing this body to be satisfied, praise God. I'm going to, amen, turn it around and I'm be more concerned about the inward man, my soul. What my soul desires. I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to get it all to him. All right, watch this now. Watch this. Now, if y'all listen, and if you listen closer, he's going to help you.
For he performeth the things that is appointed for me.
Look at him. God, amen. He appointed him. Appointed the thing that you need. That you need, praise God. And not, amen, not just on some steak and some rice, some good old rice with onions in it. And good season, gravy.
He didn't appoint that for you.
All right.
Lord gonna help me today.
All right.
He didn't appoint that for you. He didn't appoint that for you, praise God. He got something, amen. Pastor Jackson used to teach it in the Bible class. Amen. God got something better for you.
All right.
Got something better for you. And that, amen, that feeding the inward man. Amen. Be more concerned about the inward man, not the outward man is going to go back to dust. Back to the dust he's going to go. Amen. But the inward man is going, amen, going to sustain with the Lord. All right, read.
For he performeth the thing.
But he performeth the thing.
That is appointed for me.
That everything that I need, God performeth. He give it.
And many such things
are with him. He got it. He got it. God got what you need. We sing that song, God got what you need. And he able to give it to you. All right, read it. He said he would perform it. Come on, read.
Therefore, am I troubled at his presence?
And I'm troubled as his presence. When God, in the midst of God, when y'all come to the church and then y'all to tremble. When you think about God, when you feel the Spirit of God around you.
Amen. Some days I'll be walking around, pray God, I could just tremble. I just feel the presence of God.
Right.
Even I don't see him.
All right.
And I feel the presence of God.
Yes.
I don't know if some of y'all have come to that stage.
All right.
Amen. To feel, amen. You know, we're talking about, amen, Jesus and his mother and his father. They was on the way to the, amen, to the temple, amen, to see some of their friends.
Yes.
We talked about on the other night.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Now, while they're walking along, amen, praise God, they thought they had little baby Jesus with them.
All right.
That's right.
Amen. I said this because some people don't know what I'm talking about. So some of you know about that, but they thought they felt that Jesus was along with them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. They felt that spirit that was not was not with them. Amen. But sometime or another, he wasn't with them, but he was with them one while.
Amen. Praise God. So now, if you say you got God, and then sometimes, praise God, you can be walking along doing what you're doing about your on your job or doing what you're doing. You can kind of feel the Lord with you. Yes. Amen. Somebody sang the song, said, close to thee.
Yes.
Savior, let me walk close to thee. I am on my Jesus journey. But Savior, let me walk close to thee.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. And sometimes he be close to you. Yes. Amen. Walking along with you. You can just feel him along with you. But they were talking. Jesus, mother and father, they were talking. They going on. And they thought, knowing doubt, sometimes when you walking along, some of us be walking along with our friends and we be talking to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we ask them, what did I say? They go, but they thought what? They thought that they were with them, but
yes.
That moment they wasn't with them. Their mind was somewhere else.
That's right.
Their spirit was somewhere else.
Yes.
And Jesus can always be with you. He said before, he said, though I'm with you always,
yes.
Even until the ends of the world. Amen. When you can feel his presence. God wants to have you. You can get victory. You can get victory. You can have victory. You can be victorious. Amen. If you get close to God and you keep his commandment and do what he said do, praise God. Don't worry about what Tom, Dick, and Harold do, but do what keep his commandment. Do what he said in his word. And if you do that, and then God is going to help you. It ain't nothing, amen, is better than and then having God on your side. That's what he's trying to show us in there. Amen. It's better, amen, to have God than food. Ain't that what it's saying?
Amen.
Amen. It's better to have God than to have food. Because he can feed you. Amen. Praise God. All right, watch this now.
Therefore, am I troubled at his presence.
Amen. A dove saying, amen, I am troubled
at his presence.
And in his presence. Amen. Praise God. When God come around me, if something makes me shake. Make me shake when I'm walking along, when I'm at home sometimes, even going through the house sometimes, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, even I be in his presence and I sense. Sometimes singing a song and I think about the birds of the song, the birds of the song, and it makes me, causing me to shake. Amen. Causing me to weep. Causing me to moan. Praise God. When you get into the presence of God, amen. And some of us, we need to get in the presence of God so that you can be moved by the Spirit of God. Amen. To do what? To keep his commandment. To do what he said do. All right, now watch this.
When I consider, I am afraid of him.
Look at him. Look what Joel said. Amen. When I consider, I'm afraid of him. Amen. When I consider that I'm with that he's walking beside me, and I can't see him, and he's talking to me. Has God ever talked to you, baby God? Just talk to you, actually just talk to you. I'm not talking about you heard somebody else say that he talked to them. I'm talking about has he ever talked to you. And you looked around and you ain't seen nobody. Sometimes you be riding in your car, and somehow he gets in the car, steps in the car, and he steps in the car. Praise God, amen. And just that moment, somebody, amen, crossing you. Praise God, amen. And speak to you. Praise God, amen. And tell you, praise God, to go on the other side. Amen. He said he trembled. Come on, book, talk to me.
For God maketh my heart soft.
God maketh my heart soft.
And the Almighty troubleth me.
And the Almighty is troubled. Right?
Troubles me.
Trouble me.
Because I was not cut off before the darkness. Neither have he covered the darkness from my face.
All right, now see, so amen. If you don't do right, God will cut you off. Amen. Praise God. And cause you to be in darkness. Amen. Praise God. Amen. In sin. Darkness means sin. Amen. If you don't do what you don't keep the commandment of God. Keep the commandment. You know, you want to be victorious. Amen. In the Psalms. Amen. 119th Psalm. And I'm coming in. I just want to bring that to you so we got to go ahead because we got to be back here. Uh-huh. Yeah. 119 Psalms. Amen. Fellow Arnim said they'll be here at 5:30. At 5 o'clock they'll be here. Now, amen. Don't let them come here and then they're going to be rubbing in me, telling me all said one time and then ain't nobody here. Well. Yeah.
Psalms 119:12.
That's it.
Blessed art thou.
O Lord.
Teach me thy statutes. With my lips. Have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth.
Uh-huh. And I declare. Amen. Now that's Psalms 119.
And verse 12.
All right, read.
I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony.
I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony.
As much as in all riches. I will meditate in the precepts and have respect unto thy way.
All right. Amen. I'm gonna meditate, praise God, in what God would want me to meditate on. The word. Amen. Meditate in this word. All right, read.
I will delight myself in the statute. I will not forget thy word.
I'm going to do, amen, what the word say. Amen. Amen. I'm going to do what the word say. You can do it, saints. Amen. But you got, amen. Keep his command. Get it in your mind. Put it in your mind and your spirit. I'm going to keep his command. Lord, don't. If I have missed the mark today, tomorrow, Lord, don't let me miss it tomorrow. Because you let me live. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, saints. If you let me live, praise God, throughout the day, throughout the night, praise God, and I miss the mark. But tomorrow, don't let me miss the mark on tomorrow. I'm going to stop lying. I'm going to stop, amen, breaking peace. I'm doing thing that, amen, that is wrong. I don't care what nobody do and what anyone say. Amen, praise God. I miss the mark. Amen. I'm down and my heart feel down in the dumps. My heart feel real bad. Come on here now. Lord, I know I did wrong, but forgive me. Amen. But tomorrow, please don't let me miss tomorrow. Let me see my wrong. And let me acknowledge my wrongdoing. Let me talk to myself. You can do that. Amen. Keep going on. Amen. Saying, well, amen, I fooled them today. And I got them thinking that, amen, everything is all right with me. No, no. Everything is not right with you. And somebody else knows too. Everything is. But God knows most of all. He knows that everything is not right with you. And you need, praise God, to talk to God and tell him, praise God, please don't let me miss the mark tomorrow. I might have missed the mark today. I might have did wrong. I may have made an error today. But don't tomorrow. Please don't let me make the error tomorrow. Amen. May God bless you. May heaven's smile upon you. Praise God. Amen. You can be victorious if you want to have that victory. God wants to help you. Praise God. And Job, amen, he realized that. Amen. That said, nothing have I, amen, have gone, amen, back. I have not gone back.
Praise God. Everything that rose against me. Amen. Praise God. Sicknesses, trials, children walking away. Countless is dead. My sovereign's gone. Everything is gone. Amen. Now, I stood. Amen. And I didn't go back on you. Amen. Don't. If I miss the mark today, don't let me miss the mark tomorrow. Service in the hands of the emperor. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.